Podcast Nation, how are you? Do you own a small business or a big business with multiple locations? Do you own gyms, bagel stores, laundromats? I am so fired up about this. We have a massive thing brewing with VeeFriends, my intellectual property, my Pokemon meets Sesame Street world. And small businesses like the one I grew up in. We've got a big opportunity, a live event coming. Please click the link in my bio if you own a bunch of pizzerias, a bunch of bowling alleys, mini supermarkets, convenience stores. We've got something really fun brewing. Come and read this full article and fill out the form to be one of the people in this exclusive meetup that I'm doing virtually. Click the link in my bio. This is for all the entrepreneurs, the business development opportunity that I've been excited about, been working on for a year. So biz dev time with SMBs with locations. Click the link in the bio and I'll see you soon.
Hey everyone, the link to the VeeFriends blog post is in the description of this podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Thank you guys, appreciate you. How's everybody?
Hell yeah.
Good. So Ferg didn't make it this morning, so we switched it to this afternoon. Now Ferg's not making it again, so he asked me to apologize on his behalf. You know how rappers do. So, what I really want to do, the mic is set up here. I'm going to rant a little bit, but for a lot of you, I know that a lot of you know my two cents, my spiel. I know a bunch of you came through the booth, so I want to thank you so much for that. I appreciate you supporting K-Swiss and I. But the mic's there. I highly recommend. I'm probably going to go into it in like 10 or 15 minutes, so if you've got questions, this is kind of the opportunity, so feel free to start lining up over there. My man. That's not wasting time. So cool, let me set up a little bit of a framework before we get into the Q&A. Let's talk about a little bit what I want to talk about. First of all, it's super amazing to be here because just the vibe of this event is a lot of fun for me because, as some of you know, I grew up a baseball card kid, right? And as soon as I walked down to the convention, I was like, oh shit, I know this flavor. This was baseball cards 1989. Like, just the level of entrepreneurship that I saw downstairs, like people literally like wanting to fight over their position in line because they knew they had to get a better one to flip their shit. I respect that shit. I know people are frowning on the fighting. I recommend it. People are trying to eat, you know, like, so that was amazing. And just the level of culture. And then more importantly, like, you know, I'm old, so I grew up where everybody was kind of divided when it came to hip hop and culture, and everybody kind of stayed in their own lanes. Just watching this generation bleed into each other, white, brown, yellow, black, green, like it's just fucking incredible. And I honestly, like, people shit on millennials all the time. I think some of you know I'm like the reverse. I think the fucking millennials are the best. Like, I know nothing but lazy people that are older, so I don't, you know, maybe a little entitlement just because things have been good, so you don't know the difference. You know, how many people under 30? Raise your hand. Right, so for all of you, the big thing that you need to keep in mind is you haven't been punched in the fucking mouth yet, right? 2008, 2001, you know, 2000, you know, 9/11, you know, the stock market crash, the Bear Stearns shit. Like, the biggest thing that you don't know yet is when the whole economy crashes, you go from being an entrepreneur of a t-shirt company to working at Bank of America because the money gets sucked out of the system. So I'm not trying to frown on anything. I'm trying to put everybody in the right perspective. Everybody under 30 here understands it better. The places that people pay attention to, which is the only thing I give a fuck about, the way you guys collaborate with each other and have love for each other, way better than ever before. The only vulnerability that this room has is lack of blood pouring out of their mouth. And I mean that, because there's so much money in the system. Like, it feels normal to sell shit through Instagram until 20% more of people don't have money to spend on stuff and then shit gets tight. And so I highly recommend, where I'm going with that is not like, where I'm going with that is get practical. A lot of people are just not practical. A lot of people taking money and instead of investing it back into their business, buying dumb shit. There was a whole lot of dumb shit buying downstairs today. There was a bunch of people that bought shit to make money. That's good buying shit. There's a lot of people buying shit downstairs today to close the gap on insecurities they have. A lot of people bought shit because they think the logo on their hoodie or on their kicks is gonna make them feel better, but it's not. And it's gonna speed up the process of you losing, not the other way around. So we need more practicality in this space, that's for sure. But if you came to this, and clearly you did because we're here, but I'm talking to the people watching. If you came to this, you're fucking so much more ahead of people. Like, I was trying to tell people downstairs, for a lot of you, you've been fucking with this kind of game, whether it's hip hop or sneakers or street or urban, you've been fucking with it probably maybe even your whole life, right? Or maybe for a little while. The number one thing as, and I'm gonna say it as an outsider, even though I fuck with it and it fucks with me, the number one thing that you guys need to understand is this shit hasn't even started yet. Everything that's happening here is what it's gonna be. You think that's what it is right now because that's your reality, because you haven't lived in enough places, tasted enough shit, and been in enough rooms. For example, Nike's a big shot downstairs, but why do they spend 90% of their advertising money on dumb shit that you don't pay attention to? Why did Under Armour go from being in the game to being completely out of the game? Nobody gives a fuck about Under Armour here. How did that happen in 36 months? Because they acted like Nike. So be real smart about what's going on. Be real smart at what's going on. I heard somebody say Durant, fucking Under Armour was sitting on Steph Curry at the fucking Apex, right? Jordan Spieth at the Apex. They got Tom fucking piece of shit Brady, right? Take it easy. I get it. My man, this is me taking it easy, my man. And so they had all that, and you know what they couldn't do? The thing that comes natural to everybody in this room, they couldn't trade culture. They put out piece of shit sneaker after piece of shit sneaker. They took for granted where your attention was, and they thought if they're gonna drop the Steph Curry's, they're gonna do that as a 3-minute commercial during the NBA finals, and you guys were all off watching the finals. It went to commercial, you took out your phone, and you're looking at highlights at Dunk on Instagram, not the fucking commercial. People don't get it. You get it. Here's what you don't get. You fucking lack patience. All of you that just came through my booth, all your fucking questions, they all came down to the same shit. Too many of you talk about being it, but you're not living it. You wanna be about patience and hustle. It's fun to say to me, it's fun to tweet that you're a fucking entrepreneur. It's a lot harder to bleed 15 hours a day, every day for 15 years. One of my best friends in the world, Dustin Singh, fourth row back, that man and I drove back from Mount Ida College the day we left college. We drove back, yapped it up, reminisced, it was over. Reminisced, got to the parking lot around 3 o'clock that day. We hugged it out, he went on his way, took a train. I walked into the liquor store as a 22-year-old and I talked to that man 5 to 15 times for the next 8 years. True? I fucking worked, was patient, fucking bled. Grinded for real, not now it's made up my narrative as an entrepreneur and it's cool. I lived it. There's not a lot of people that know it, but he does. He knows the truth. He knows in college, I went fucking home every weekend on the Amtrak, not Excel, I wasn't fancy back then, and fucking went and worked and I'd come back. I left for the weekends. He also knows I didn't go to class ever. He was also phenomenal at video games. He should be an esports star, but that's another story for another day. Nonetheless, the bottom line is, the difference, when people ask me questions or when I talk or things of that nature, the difference is I lived it. I don't just talk about it. And I get why you don't wanna do it. And it comes from insecurity. You're worried. You know why you guys aren't patient? Because you wanna win already to fucking stick it to your fucking parents, right? The reason you're impatient is less about you wanting to buy certain shit, though a lot of you are fucked up on that bullshit game. It's more because people are telling you you can't, you decided to do your own thing, and now you're on the clock and everybody's watching and your grandma's telling you you should have stayed in school. But you've got to understand, it doesn't matter if you win in the first half. It doesn't matter if you're up 17 going into the fourth quarter. You've got to win the actual game. You need to be shit on in your 20s and 30s, so then you can fucking clown on people in your 40s and tell them I fucking told you. You understand? And the best part is you gotta love the fucking losses. Do you know how happy I am right now that they put a C before the K in my last name and misspelt it? I'm being dead serious. Like this is going great. I love your admiration. The number one thing I'm excited about right this fucking second on stage is they misspelled my fucking name. Cause I look at that and I'm like, yes. Cause I love losing. You know why I gave up on the Rangers and the Yankees? Cause they won championships. You know why I fuck with the Jets and the Knicks? Cause they suck. And that is the fundamental difference. And I promise you, my friends, it's binary. This whole thing, your fucking life is binary. It's a one or a zero. It is black or is it white. You are either gaining or you're declining. There is no in between. You're not kind of passive right now. You're not kind of in the middle. You're either winning or you're losing, right? And you've got to understand that all the things that you want, of course they should be hard. Do you understand the audacity? Do you understand that if you make $400,000 a year, that means you've entered the top 1% earners in this country? People talking about millions as like, I gotta make a million as like an entry point. And they don't even understand that 99% of people in America don't make $400,000 a year. We've got the whole game misframed. Everybody's confused. Let me tell you what you should focus on. A, you need to do some shit you like. Because if you don't, you will be outworked by somebody who loves that thing and they will beat you. That's the problem. If you don't love it, somebody will beat you because they love it, and that means they'll work 18 hours a day because you fucking love it, and you're working 11 because you like the money that comes along with it. Or 8, or supposed to be working 10, but it's really 4, and you're bullshitting and watching YouTube for 6. And so I am confused by people's inability to be humble, especially this audience. And I'm stereotyping, but let me tell you something that's pissing me off that is the great advantage of the collective culture downstairs. I think the reason I'm patient, and I think all the strengths I have about all the things I'm preaching right now, is because when you don't come for much, you already know. You already know that like you can be happy if you have a good household. You already know that you don't need a whole lot of stuff. You already know one nice pair of kicks is enough if you can't afford another. You already know. In life, you have two situations, binary. And they're both winning formulas or they're losing formulas. And they start the same way. You were born. And you were either born with too much because your parents are rich and they got shit, like my kids, or you're born with too little, the way I was born in a fucking piece of shit house in Belarus in Russia, right? That's it. You're either born with too much or too little, and both are strengths and weaknesses. Your fucking mindset decides it. I sit in rooms every day, and you guys know I love to sit with kids and jam and do shit. Almost every day, I have a situation. Every month, I will meet at least one person that's gonna cry to me that they don't have anything and it's hard, and they didn't get lucky and they got nothing and it's hard. And then I will equally have dinner with somebody else who will tell me that it's hard and difficult. Happened today downstairs because they had too much. They're not hungry because their parents did everything for them. Their mom and dad fucked them up because they gave them too much. Which the people that have nothing, a bunch of you just sat. I've had people who have $50 million trust funds cry to me at dinner that their life sucks because they've never fought for anything, they never did anything, and they don't have any purpose, and they're lost, and they're suicidal. Which the people in here that were born with nothing are like, fuck you. Right? A bunch of you are like, fuck that, right? It's because you don't know the alternative. Everybody's pointing at everybody else without understanding. Nobody's deploying empathy. Everybody's worried about what's their issue without realizing everybody's got fucking issues. My friends, let's just get to the punchline. Nobody gives a fuck about your problems. Nobody gives a fuck about your problems because either they've got their own fucking problems, right? Or They're just focused on some other shit, but they can't empathize with you. And more importantly, if you think that somebody owes you something because you started at a disadvantage, you're a fucking loser. You have to understand that's your advantage. Who do you think fucking rises and wins? Have you guys paid attention to what's actually happening on Earth? Have you guys paid attention to who actually wins? It's fuckers that had nothing, that had motivation to get something. We don't fucking know stories about he had this and then all of a sudden he made it big. Nobody gives a fuck about that story. There's no glory in that story. And guess what? That story doesn't exist a whole lot. You've got a lot of second generation people doing stuff, but by the third generation, everybody got so fucking soft, they're even doing nonprofits all the time or they wasted all the money. I just ask you, would you much rather, do you know I used to cry in college because my dad had a liquor store and I was like, nobody's ever gonna give me credit because they're gonna always think that I got, like, I was upset that there was a little something. And he was around, he knows it's not what everybody wants it to be when they're fucking coming up with excuses why I won and they didn't. I won because I fucking outworked you. I won because I had enough self-awareness to understand what I was good at. There's a lot of shit I wish I was. I just figured out what I was and what I liked, and then I just fucking outworked you. And I will always outwork you because I love the game more than the stuff. You just have to understand that. When you fucking love it, you can't beat me because I want to do it every second that I'm breathing. And so I need people to get to that place. The reason I'm doing everything I'm doing right now, you know, that you're paying attention to, is because I'm trying to become your excuse, your shield, your thing that you can point to. Because if you trip and fall, you guys are worried about failing, and I'm trying to get you to point at me and blame me that it didn't work versus blaming yourself so that it gives you the courage to actually start doing shit. The only way you're gonna get the thing that's been running through your mind, the only way you're gonna get on that plane that you think you wanna be on when you were sitting downstairs eating french fries with your homie and chopping it up and saying what we're gonna be in 7 years, is if you fucking outwork everybody, figure out what you're good at, bring value to the people you're trying to sell, and just rinse and repeat forever till the end. And so everybody looks at the people that made it, bless you, everybody looks at the people that made it, and none of you looked at how they got there. Simple as that. Everybody in this room, I promise you, my superpower is empathy. I never make, it's true. It's because, my man, I don't think my employees should work as hard as I do, and a bunch of dumb fucking business people do. If my employees should work as hard as I do, they should have as much equity as I do. How the fuck do you want somebody to work for as much as you do when it's yours, you fucking audacious piece of shit? I have empathy. I don't know what's going on. If you're not performing, it might not be work-related. Your grandma might be sick. I'm empathetic. That's why I'm a great salesman. You know why I can sell you anything? Because I think about you first. I'm not worried about what it's in it for me. I'm trying to figure out what's in it for you and then give you more than you even expected so it feels, I'm trying to guilt you fuckers into my shit. And that's it. And that's why I fucking put scrutiny on everybody who's trying to do, you know, courses and pre-rolls, trying to get you to pay $4,000 for this and $10,000 for that and all this. Like, this shit is simple. All the information is free. You don't need any of that other shit. It's fucking free. People are paying for shit to make them feel better about not doing shit. Let me say it again. Watch this. How many of you, when you first came across me, don't lie, lying is the devil. How many of you, when you first came across me, said, fuck this guy, I hate this guy. Raise your hands. Raise them high. You know why? I was suffocating you. I was suffocating your fucking excuses. There's a lot of people who'd much rather pay somebody to make them feel good about why they're not doing, because there's some so fucking secret process that's gonna get you on. Let me give you the secret once and for all right here. Work. A lot. Based on what your mouth is saying. You wanna be a millionaire? You need to become a workaholic. Right? You wanna have good work-life balance and great family and be on the softball team and raise your kids and make 100,000? That's an amazing, let me just say it real quick, that's a ridiculous life. making 100,000, that's a ridiculous life. You make 47,000 and see your kids and do your thing and be happy, that's great, right? But don't talk shit. Talk your reality. Talk your truth. Create a framework that you can fucking follow. Because the only people listening to your excuses or your bullshit are your loser fucking friends. And you've got to really, it's true, man. People sit in little circles with four people, everybody gassing each other up to not do shit. It's true. I'm watching, I'm watching all of you. I was downstairs taking selfies, signing shoes, and watching and listening. I listen real fucking careful. I watch you real quick. Nobody is putting on marathon sneakers. Everybody wants to be a sprinter. Everybody wants it tomorrow, you know? And I get it. It seems like it's real delicious over there. But let me tell you what happens when you start getting higher and higher. And Diddy said it right. More money, more problems is real, right? You wanna have a $1 million business that you're the CEO and the entrepreneur of? Let me tell you what happens. You're eating shit for a living. You're a firefighter. I'm about to get off this stage right now and there's seven things I gotta fix. Problems, issues. So grass is fucking greener until you live it. And so if you leave with anything, let's break down the core things and then we'll get into Q&A. Number one, first and foremost, we need to put empathy on a pedestal. It is the fucking trait. You know what's fun for me? I'm all alpha and competitive and dude it out. The shit I believe in is the most emotional, crying, real things, you know, girly, as people try to tell me. It's not girly, it's strength. Do you know what happens when you expect nothing from nobody? Do you know what it feels like to live a life when you just give, 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 and you never ask for anything in return? Do you know what it feels like to, in every situation, think about how the other person's feeling, even if they're fucking you up? Right? What was it, Bronx Tale? Or the guy was like, is that the movie where he's like, you're better off, it only costs you 20 bucks? I believe in that shit. That fucking scene was legit, that's right. Like people, you know how many people sitting here still dwelling about some dumb shit that happened in 2011? Like, it's a fact, man. Like people like send me emails like, my mom stole 50 bucks from me in 2013. I'm like, cool. Like, I'll send you 50 bucks, shut the fuck up. Like these are the DMs I'm getting. Like my best friend's not working as hard as me, cool. Split up and let's see who wins. Like everybody knows the answers. People just don't want to do shit. This is just the fuck, you know, like even as I'm standing here, I'm like, fuck, why am I talking about anything else? People don't want to do it. People are going to come up with a million different reasons why they can't. That's why the next pillar matters to me the most. You know why I have so much energy? You know what I mean, going the whole time here? I'm grateful. Gratitude. And I've been grateful from the get, not like because I got stuff now. I was grateful when I was building my dad's liquor store for him, making $31,000 a year, having no social life. I was grateful. Because I was conditioned and was in a place that I was paying back my parents for putting me on, right? I'm grateful every day when I wake up and people I care about aren't sick, right? Like, you know, like, I just don't get it. Like, why do people start caring about the shit that matters when they get scared? Like, everybody's living life. You know, like, when you're driving and the cop lights go on and that your fucking heart goes, but then when the cop drives by, you're like, oof. You feel real good, and then you start driving with two hands and the speed limit for about 4 minutes, and then you get back to being like ridiculous. That's how people are living their lives, right? Like grandma gets sick, or mom has a cancer scare, or they get sick or something, and then they start caring about real shit. Nobody's giving a fuck about a Supreme backpack when your health isn't going anywhere. And so I just don't understand why people are living their lives like that. And so fucking gratitude. Whatever you got, listen, if you could afford $90 or $60, whatever the fuck you paid for this conference, you are so much further along than the majority of the earth, you just haven't put the right perspective in place. You have not put the right perspective in place. People complaining downstairs wearing $213 shoes. Shut the fuck up. Like, get perspective. What the fuck do you think is going on in the world? Get out of your fucking bubble. Like, people talking about being in the hood, and they're like, and then I start poking, and they're like, in lower middle class, right? In America, with the fucking internet. Do you guys understand that you have a fucking thing on you that is more powerful than fucking every media company had fucking 25, 30 years ago in your fucking pocket? We could just laugh about that. Listen, I can go on forever. People are lacking gratitude. People are lacking empathy. You know why people like me? Because I like them first. That's it. And so everybody's watching what I'm doing and this and that. And then I'm saying things and you guys are really helping. You guys are like my puff daddy. The mms are coming in. Shit, you're feeding me. Keep doing it. I love it. I'm like, I was about to sit down, but the mms are like, oh shit, I better say something else fucking fresh. I need a couple more mms before I sit the fuck down. Let me come up with a little more fresh. And everybody hears this, and listen, some of you have been consuming this for a year or two. You watch those videos on Instagram or YouTube, you watch my vlog or this and that. You get listen to podcasts, you get hyped. You get hyped and you're like, right. And then you stop listening and you walk out into your real life and you go back to dumb shit. Here's why. A lot of that stuff happened early. Where you grew up, how you were raised. Biggest problem is if you had parents that are pessimistic, misery loves company. It's hard to break that. It's hard to face the fact that your mom wants you to actually lose. She doesn't realize it. You know that, right? Your mom doesn't want you to lose. It's her framework. I watched my grandma. It's true. I watched my grandma parent my dad. Well, I didn't watch her parent my dad, but I watched a lot of shit, right? I watched what my mom did with me. I watched other people like, your mom fucked you up. Your dad fucked you up. Like, that's real. But you've got to understand, instead of sitting here and dwelling and blaming them, you're in control of your own shit. You got one fucking at bat. Do something with it. And now, honestly, now that you have this, you know why a champion can come back real quick? Because they did the right shit for 24 months. You know why everybody wears fucking Stan Smiths? Because they put them on cute girls on Instagram 3 years ago. You know why people drink LaCroix fucking sparkling water? Because they spent their money on Instagram. You know why Under Armour isn't winning? Because they didn't. I'm not mad at Under Armour. I'm just using it because you just lived the last 5 years and watched which brands won and which ones didn't. And so, like, it's funny to me just watching it. You get it. You've got the part that matters. You get it. You think Under Armour and Nike wanted Adidas and Supreme and all these things to happen? They didn't. They just did the wrong shit. You know why? They took their spot for granted. Right? They just took it for granted. And that made the vulnerability. And now it's over. Just so everybody knows, just like the internet, this whole culture, fashion, street, all that, it's over. My K-Swiss deal with Barney and Patrick and those guys, that's the preview, not the anomaly. Every brand's about to do collaborations with things that matter forever and ever. And that's where the equity is. There might be a Jordan and a couple things in sports, but in life, there's unlimited opportunities and everybody's starting to kind of figure it out. And so huge opportunity in this space, huge opportunity in everything. The problem is, do you have the next pillar, number three, which is, do you have humility? Do you have humility? Do you know what, Andy K, you here? No. Yo, check your DM because I just engaged with two influencers on our sneaker thing while I was in the back room 1 second before I came out here. Thank you. Because I'm still back there with the humility of thinking somebody who's got 47,000 followers on Instagram, that it might do something for my K-Swiss joint, that I'm willing to personally write it and be like, hey, you wanna do something? And people here that got nothing, aren't even started, aren't willing to DM 100 people a day because you're fucking fancy and you think you're somebody, and guess what? You haven't even started, nobody knows who the fuck you are. I'm confused as fuck by that. Do you have humility? Do you have the humility to put in the fucking work, period? Everybody's trying to graduate into some place. My friends, the bigger you get, the more you have to work for them. I have 800 bosses, not 800 employees. I work for everybody at VaynerMedia, not the other way around. You've got it twisted. This world that you think exists doesn't. For the people really out there doing it, not playing it on YouTube, you've got to figure out what's really happening. You need to wake up and you need to have to put in the fucking empathy for your audience, because you'll never make a good product, never sell shit unless you actually worry about them being happy with it. You need to put in real gratitude that you're even lucky enough. Do you understand your grandparents? Think about your fucking grandparents. They didn't have no internet. They had to work the job and go to sleep. The fact that you can work your 9 to 5 to pay off your debt or pay your rent or take care of what you have to, and then you could take on your phone and fucking work from 7 p.m. to 2 in the morning, that's a fucking blessing. That's a fucking opportunity. And nobody can stop you and nobody decides but us. It's fucking crazy. So you better start really fucking deploying gratitude. And everybody, change your fucking mindset today. Make this the fucking talk that changes your mindset. Stop fucking bitching. Nobody's listening. Nobody gives a fuck. Stop expecting shit and go fucking take yours by doing the last part, which is having number three, the fucking humility to put in the fucking work. Because if you don't, somebody with real fucking chops is going to deploy it and take yours. Understood? Cool.